We are on Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amid Aleph, around 6 lines from the bottom. We hear a machloikis if Katan Eichel Nevelis, if Bezin Metzuvin Lafrishai, or that's what, or Ein Bezin Metzuvin Lafrishai. Rabbi Yochanan was Mesupik, Rav Ptos held Ein Bezin Metzuvin Lafrishai. Toshma, it says, Loisoichlum Fishekatzeim, that one is not permitted to eat Shrotzim, Fishekatzeim, because it's a Sheket, and this is an extra Pasik. So the Gemara darshins from this Pasik, Loisachilum Lahazir Hagdoilum Alaktanim. That you should make sure that the ktanim should not eat. My love, the amaluhu loisoichlu. That the gdolim have to make sure that the ktanim should not eat. The amaluhu loisoichlu. So we see the bezdim mitzuvin lafrishay. So the Gemara says, loi, the loi lisvay luhu biyodayim. No, the pasuk means to say, that one is not permitted to give a cotton biyodayim shrotzin. Could be if he eats on his own accord, there's no problem. But one should not give a cotton shrotzin. Toshma. Kol nefesh mikem loisoichel dam. That it says by dam, kol nefesh mikem loisoichel dam. Lahazer hagdoilam alaktanim. My love, the omruluhu loisoichlu. You have to tell them they shouldn't eat. So the Gemara says, loi, the loi lisvi luhu biyodayim. Again, the pasuk means to tell us that you should not give them dam. Let us see Rashi, loisoichlum kishaketzeim, ko yiseiruhu. It's an extra pasuk, doksivi asoris habe bishrotzim. So, Kochach, the Pasuk is coming to tell us about Ktanim. Loiseichel dam, kro yiseiruhu, doksivi azores harbe gabidom. Toshma, a third Pasuk, emir v'amarto, lahazir gdoilum ala Ktanim. My love, da omaluhu loisitamu, that the gdoilum, if they see Ktanim, are metame themselves, you have to be mafrish them. So we see again that Katan Eichel Nevelis is Bezna Mitzuvin Lafrishay. Loi, the loi letamelu biyodayim. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that one is not permitted to be metame a small Koyin Katan. So now I have 3 psukim. Let us see Rashi before we go further in the Gemara. Emer lakane b'nei arim amarta, shtei amirois halolu lomo. Lahazik doylem alaktanim shelo yitmu. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the one is not permitted to be metame a koyin katan. Utsrichi. Now, so I have 3 psukim which are telling us one halacha. In reality, the 3 psukim are telling us that a godel is not permitted to give a katan a sheretz seed. A godel is not permitted to give or to tell a cotton to eat dam, and a godel is not permitted to be metama koyin cotton. The ashmin and shkotzim, if it would only say the first pasuk by shkotzim, mishum the isuron bemashu, because it's a chama de keisa. So Rashi says bemashu bechaadosha kitumasam. Amir de kerashi that the sheer of achila shrotzim is a adosha. So memela, so since it's a chomo de kishir, so there the Torah was machmer, and the Torah said that you're not permitted, to be machal them. Avul dam, da ad de ike revis, dam has a normal shir, a shir revis. So it's not so chomo like shrotzim. So I think perhaps this bechlal no isam, to be machel a cotton dam, because it's not such a chamadike isa. Aim aloi. V'yashmin in dam, in not shrotzim, v'shem dike kores. Avo shrotzim, aim aloi. So that's why it says both. So he has to tell me that Shrotzim, even though it's not Koris, is an Isser, and Dam, even though it's Chayiv Berevius, is also an Isser. V'iyashmin and Hani Tarti, Mishum Disuran Shava Bekoil, because it's an Isser that Shava Bekoil. Everyone is Mitzuvin Dam and Shrotzim, so there the Torah made an Isser of Lois Achilo. Avol Tume, which is a Isser Kal, it's not, it's only Kahanim Amuzar in Tume. Eimaloi. V'yashmin in Tumis Koyanim, and if it would only say Tumis Koyanim, Sakavachim, Madach Anisra Sheine Shava Bakel, so I would say Shani, I would V'yashmin in Tumis Koyanim, Shani Mishim Dribe Ben Mitzvahs Yeseiris. The Torah was Marbe Mitzvahs Yeseirois An Kahanim, so therefore, the Torah was mazer, a koyin should not be metame, another koyin. Avalhani eimaloi, but here the Torah was marbe mitzvahs yeseiris. Tzriche. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Taisus, let us see Taisus, before we see the Gemara further. Mishum de isuron bemashu, perish bekuntris, Isuram bekadosha, that the Isa achila bishrotzim is dafke if there's only a adosha, the size of a lentil of a sheretz, one is already chai. Voloidok, the behed yoma bemila bepeh kochim is bech, the shrotzim loikim aleim bekezayis. You have to eat a kezayis of shrotzim. Da achila ksiv behu. If a person went and squashed up tesnamolim, the mitzvah didn't squash it up, then there's a shayla of a berry. But if he squashed up tesnamolim, the echot chai, the hishlum le kezayis, al kaponim vices, the shir is a kezayis. Chemashme become a duchti, that the shir by shrotzim is a kezayis. So lechoyrem, so what's the chomer of shrotzim? Ale yesh leforish the isurim b'mashu de loika al nemolim mishum davi berye v'chein nira l'ri. That the chomer is, that means if it's not a berye, yitaka nira kezayis, like all other isurim. But there's a chomer of shrotzim over dam, that if it is a berye, so lechoyre, so then even, so yechayv an a berye. The Davoni, I don't understand Taisvis, because Lachaire, the lamdas of a berry is, because a berry is a chshivis of a kezayis. It's not a chayma in the Isser Shrotzim. We're saying if it only say Shrotzim would say you can't learn Adam. It's not a chayma in Shrotzim. A berry is a chshivis of a kezayis. There's no chayma in the Isser. I mean, the svar of berry is brought down, legabe yabrocha chayne. Taisvis brings down a Yerushalmi, you can make a brocha chayne on a berry. The shailen trumas adeshin, you can be yaitz a mitzvah smorer with aberye. I mean, aberye is a chshivis, so I don't understand. So it's not a chayman, the iser shrotzim, it's a chshivis of aberye. Al koponim, Taisvis does not say like that. Al koponim, let us get back to the sugyeh. We had a machloikis. If cotton oichel neveles is bezden mitzuvah lafrishay, is bezden not mitzuvah lafrishay. Toshma. We hear in the Mishneh, shnei achin, echod pikeyach ve'echod cheresh. One is a pikeyach and one is a cheresh. Nesuin shtei achoyes, pikchos. And they marry two sisters who are pikchos. So one of the brothers is married nisuin deraisa, one pikech married a pikachas, and one is married nisuin derabono. He's a cheresh. Meis cheresh bal pikachas. Now, what happens if the cheresh died? So memelitz nisuin derabono, mayasa pikeach bal pikachas, these are two sisters, teitze mishumachis ishes, there's no problem. She's an erve diereise, the eishes cheresh is an erve diereise, she's a chis ishtoi of the pikeach bal pikachas. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What is if the pikeach bal pikachas died? So now, the Pikachas is falling li yibum min ha-teire to the Cheresh Pal Pikachas. Is ma yase Cheresh Pal Pikachas? So he has a problem. That means his wife is a chayse kukosoi. His moitzi es ishtoi beget, ve'eishes ochiv asura liyoylam. So his moitzi es ishtoi beget, ve'eishes ochiv asura liyoylam. Because this eishes ochiv is a chayz ishtoi, midarabonam. Ishtoi is a chayz zikukosoi. So Mamela, so it's he can't help the situation. So it's Maitzi es ishtoi beget veishesochi vasura loilom. So the Gemara asks, am I Maitzi es ishtoi beget? Why does he have to give his wife a get? Teisiv gabei, let her be with him. Kotten oichel nevelesu, he's a cheresh. Cheresh shenosa pikachas. So let her be with him. Katan oichel nevelesu. It's katan oichel nevelesu. We'll come back to this Gemara, but just let's learn the hemshech of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that is right. He's a katan oichel nevelesu. But she's a pikachas. He's a cheresh, but she's a pikachas. Mishum isura dido. She's not permitted to be with him because she's a chosikul kosoi. So memele, there is no heter whatsoever for her to be with him. Toshma, shnei achim pikchin nisuin shtei achoyois, achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. Here the brothers were pikchim, and the sisters, one was a chareshes. Meis pikeach bal chareshes. Ma yase pikeach bal pikachas, teitzei mishum achos isha, so she goes out mishum achos isha. She's an elvedi eraisa. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, ma yase pikeach bal charshes, is moitzi es ishtoi beget, ve'eishes ochiv bechalitze. So again, he has a wife, a charshes, so he's moitzi the charshes with a get. She is a chois zikukosoi. And then, eishes ochiv, he gives chalitze. V'amai moitzi is ishtoi beget, teisiv gabei, let her be with him, she's a charshes, katan oichel nevelus, she's a katan oichel nevelus. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Isura Didei. But he's also, he's a Pikeach. So Memele, that's why he has to give her a gift. Amar Rav, Toshma. Another case in the Mishnah. Shnei Achim Echad Cheresh Vechad Pikeach. Nisuin Lishtei Achoyis. Achas Pikachas V'achas Charshes. So Cheresh married a Charshes, a Pikech married a Pikachas. Meis Cheresh bal Charshes, Mayas a Pikech bal Pikachas. It's no problem. Teisi Mishumachis Ishtoi. She's an Elvedi Arais. Meis Pikeach bal Pikachas, Mayas a Cheresh bal Charshes. So Moitzi is Ishtoi Beget, Veishes Ochiv, Asura Loilam. His wife is also, she's a Chosiku Kosoi. Eishes ochiv is achayis ishtoi. V'hohoche de lav isura dido ike. She doesn't have any isur. She's a charshes. De lav isura dido ike. He also doesn't have any isur. He's a cheresh. Oktoni moitzi is ishtoi beget. Omar Rav Shmaye gzeire mishum ha-toras yevon balushuk. So Rav Shmaya said, this case is gor also because of another reason. Let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Mishum dido shehi pikachas ubas onshin. Ubemetziye in the middle case gor as mishum didei. So the Gemara says, mishum gzeires hatore yevom alashuk. The e omrinin teisef charshes kabi cheresh. If the charshes will be together with the cheresh, lo yodi inchi the time mishum katan oichel nevelesu, people will not put two and two together. They will not say the reason is als katan oichel neveles. Sovri the Kedushin the Dochulalizika the Pikachas Achoysen, also he's allowed to be with his wife, because her sister became an Erva through this issues. Vein Boyel Achoysikul Kose, they won't say that he's Boyel Achoysikul Kose. Hilkach Osila Mishchael Achoysel Shuk Kashar Achoysisha Shepturamina Chalitza. So they said that Miderabonum, people will understand that the reason he's permitted to be with his wife is because his wife is not an achais kuke, his wife is a wife minatoire, and the zekuke is really an elve, and they'll be matter the skuke leshuk, so that's why they asked it. Now, I'd like to mention a beautiful ha'ore from the Yashrus Yaakov. There are really a few ha'oras here. We had learned on Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that Kotten Oichel Neveles is Ein Bezden Metzuvin Lafrishay. It said as follows. It says, Lo Yeimar Odom Latinik Hovi Li Mafteach, Hovi Li Chosam. One should not tell a tinik to bring him something. But if he's being toilish on his own accord, you leave him. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that Kotten Oichel Neveles ain't bezne metzuvin lafrisha. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. Because it says, Meinichai toilish, you let him be toilish. So the Gemara said, so it's a raya that Kotten Oichel Neveles ain't bezne metzuvin lafrisha. So the Gemara answered, it's speaking about Talish Ba'otzot Sheini Nokim. It's speaking about Atlisha Derabonim. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara is saying that means like this, that an Isser Deraisa could be Kot Noichon Nebeles, Bezn Metzuvin Lafrishe. Here, not Metzuvin, because it's an Isser Derabonim. But Al Koponim, the Gemara is saying, by an Isser, the Rabbonon, the Halacha is sicher that Kotten Oichel Neveles ein Bezne Metzuvin Lafrishe. That's clear. So the Yashrus Yaakov asks one kasha. So what was the whole problem over here? The Gemara asked the kasha. He said, Kotten Oichel, why does he have to give his wife a get? Kotten Oichel Neveles. He's a cherish. Kotten Oichel Neveles. The Gemara asked the kasha. So what's the kash? And that's on me it's schwer, and on you it's not schwer. This is an issa darabonon, achoy zekuk is a darabonon. It's just like tlish and a notzah shein in okiv. So what are you asking a kash on me? That's one kash that the Yashrus Yaakov asks. So on this kash, he says, but let's go back to the baraisa. The baraisa says, that menichai toilish, you're allowed to permit him to do, anissa darabono, but you're not allowed to tell him to do anissa darabono. That's what the Braise is saying. So Mamele, so the Yashrus Yaakov says as follows. So the Gemara understood as follows. If you hold that only by an Isser Darabonon it is permissible. It's only permissible by an Isser Darabonon. So Memela, so then I understand very well. So then Pshat is that the reason the Cheresh is not permitted to be with his wife, the Pikachas, because the Pikachas is Machalim. So Memela, also Al-Tzarev, not because she's even Isser. Al-Tziz Isser, she's also, because she's Machal, him. And that's what it said in the Baraisa. It says that you shouldn't say Hovi li mafteya, menichei teilish. So memele. So if you learn that Kotten Oichel Neveles is bezn mitzuvin lafrishe, so that now understand this very well. He, even though it's speaking about an Isser Darabonon, but she is machal him, or in the second case he is machal her when she's a chalshes, and that is also. But the Rashba says, Amoyre de Kechidish, if you hold Kotten Oichel Neveles, ain't best the Mitzuven Lafrishe, if you'll be Nisal de Reise, So by an Isser der Rabbonon nachsin in Darga, that you're allowed to be machel a cotton an Isser der Rabbonon. That means if you hold cotton, I can avail us ein bezden mitzuven lafrish, you're allowed to be machel an Isser der Rabbonon. And let us just say for 1 minute, the Rabbi Keveger brings down this Rashbe. Legabe, Bismanenu, we don't have this problem. One goes to a shul, so he expects to find in the shul sidurim, chumashim. That's what a shul is all about. But Bisman, Rabbi Keveger, there wasn't such a thing. A shul was just a room where they davened, but one brought his own sidur and his own chumash. So there was a shaila, is a person permitted to tell a cotton to bring a siddur to the shul on Shabbos, so the cotton should have what to daven from, and he'll also have what to daven from. There'll be a siddur al kapodim. So Bekeveger says, according to the Rashbe, that the Rashbe says by an iser de rabbonon, one is permitted to tell a cotton to do an iser de rabbonon l'tevis a cotton, so memele. So a father is permitted to tell his son, bring a siddur to shul on Shabbos for yourself. I'll look in over your shoulder. You can bring a chumash, bring a siddur. So that is the shitas HaRashbe, and Rabbi Keveger brings down this Rashbe. The Machaber doesn't pass like the Rashbe, but he brings down this Rashbe. It seems also smach to tell a cotton to carry in a kamelis letzoyrech hakotten. So memele, so that's how the Yashre Shakim says Pshat na Gemara. That if you hold cotton, oichel, neveles, is ain't bezden mitzuvan lafrishoi. So here the Gemara held there's no isafila to be machel de cheresh, or to be machel de chaushes. So the Gemara said ain't a chanami, but alt mitzav atzma mitzosa. So that's the first two kashas of the Gemara. And the third kasha, the Gemara's kasha libe de kulalme, that we don't understand why is a cheresh also to be with a charshes, and that the Gemara says gzeira mishum atores yivam alushu. Hadron alo cheresh, and now we're starting the 15th perek. Ha isha shaholcha hi ubaylo limdinas hayom. A isha that went with her husband to Medinas hayom. Shalom beinoi lebeino, from what we know, or even if we don't know, this is the Rashba says, we can assume, if we don't know anything, we can assume there's shalom between the husband and wife. And if we don't know anything, v'shalom boilom, we can also assume that in Medinas Hayom, there's no milchama there. If we are unaware of anything, we can assume that there's shalom b'nei l'beino, there's shalom b'olam. Ubav amra, now she comes back, and she says, Mace Bailey, my husband died. Now, we had in the 10th Perek, an Eid Echad is Nemon to say Mace Bailey. An Eid Echad is not a Negeye, an Eid Echad is not a Baldovo, an Eid Echad is Nemon to say Mace Bailey. Here, we're having a mission that's going to tell us that the Balas Dova alone is Neman to say Meis Baila. She comes back and she says Meis Baila. So the loch is Tinosi, she's permitted to get married. Meis Baila, Tisyabim, she's allowed to be Nisyabim. That's if there's Shalim Beinoi Lebeino, Shalim Baila. What is shalom beinoi lebeino umulchama ba'olam? There's a mulchama ba'olam. She went to a place where there's a mulchama there. Uktata beinoi lebeino v'shalom ba'olam. Ubasa v'omra meis ba'ili. And she comes and she says the same pizgam. Her husband died. Eina nemenes, she's not believed. And we'll see why in Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Oima La'olam Einan Emenes. That's what you said. She is believed in the Shalim Boilam Shalim Beina Labeina. She's only Nemon Elim Kain Bosa Boiche Ubegodeha Kiruim. That means Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't believe her Stamazoi. If we see how she was affected emotionally. She's crying and she's ois mensch and she's meiredik zerbrochen. So that seems she's putting up a good show. Then that seems taki taki died. But if Sabazoy she comes with a straight face, my husband died, so doesn't look too convincing. And Eidechot, you don't have to prove anything. But Abalas Dova, if we don't see some money from her actions that he taka died, she's not believed. Omru loy, so the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, achazu v'achazu tinos. It doesn't matter, she comes, makes a show, she doesn't make a show, she's nemo. Now let us see Rashi. Ha'isha v'shalayim ba'olam. So Rashi says, She'ein shas cheirim detema b'didami me'oimed libo impirish himena choydish oichadoshim vaday hoyel v'loy chazar hagu listim the hoyel v'lav she'esh cheirim iloy chazisei demis Chayshes lekilkula sheme yovoi laacha shenise seteimet pulkeles kediyama bisharaba v'loy omro bededami. Now, I'd like to skip this Rashi at the present time, and when we'll learn the Gemara, we'll come back to this Rashi. K'tote beinoi lebeino, so she's not believed. Yeshloima mitoich shesoinosoi shinsi heitzim. He writes a lesser atzmal of a kelt. She'll get married. He'll come back. It states in his emes. That doesn't matter. B, she'll get rid of her husband. It's worthwhile. So therefore, we don't believe her. Now let us see the Gemara. Tane, shalom beinoi lebeino. It says shalom beinoi lebeino. Not that we have to know that there's shalom. Mishim tekeboi lemisnik tote beinoi lebeino. Tane, so that's why it said shalom. Not that we have to know beferish there was shalom. He wanted to say when there's ktote, it's not nemon, so he said, if there's no ktote, so we assume there's shalom, and she is nemon. Tana shalom ba'olam, mishim dekaboy lemisne milchama ba'olam. Period. Amar Rav. My time de milchama. It says, now let us go to the halach of the Mishnah. If there was a Melchama Ba'olam, and she came back and she said, my husband was killed in the Melchama. She's not believed. Mishum da'omrei b'didami. So why is she not believed? Because she's saying a statement that she assumes is correct, but it could be it's not correct. Now, what statement is she saying? So our Gemara gives two Misholim. Marshal number one, Salke Daito, Bechol Hani de Ikto, who polit. So the Mefarshim explained, there was a troop of soldiers. Rive of the troop was killed. Those in the front were killed, those in the back were killed. He was in the middle, who polit. He remained alive. So she'll come and say, she thinks it's like that, Take. She thinks if Reiv of the troop was killed, so why should I be naive and think my husband is alive? So she'll come to Bezdin and she'll say my husband got killed. Imtim Tzoloime. Now, if you'll say maybe we don't have to be afraid of such a case, kiven de shalom beine lebeino, since the shalom beine lebeino, notra shall wait ad the chazye. She'll see if the shalom. Well, why are you going and say right away your husband got killed? Wait till the dust settles, and then you'll see. Is your husband dead? Is the husband not dead? But Zimnin, we're afraid of another case. Demochu lei begira oy berumches. She saw that her husband was shot with an arrow with a spear. Usavra vade mei, so she thinks he zicha died. Some amela. So she saw with her own eyes that he was shot and he fell. The ikid da ovid samteri v'choya. And there's some type of medication or bandages that he could it's still possible that he's alive. But she'll be a bididami. She's under the impression, she saw with her own eyes, he was hit by an arrow, he fell, so she's under the impression that he's dead already. Now, let us just see the third Tosfos 1 minute, the first half of the Tosfos. Zimnin de mochulei begira iberumcha, vihi yireya lamoid at sheyomus, she's scared to stick around, They're not shooting specific people, they're shooting period. So Mimela, she's scared to stick around to see what happened. So as soon as she sees this, she runs away. And she'll come to Bezin and she'll tell Bezin, my husband was killed. Under the assumption that he was, because for what she saw, from what she knows, that's called the dummy. She's assuming that he's killed from what she saw, from what she understands. But when she'll come to Bezin, she won't tell Bezin, you know, she'll tell Bezin he's killed. She won't go into Plotin. So therefore, Chazal did not believe her, because we're afraid she's only assuming that he's killed, but really he wasn't killed. That is why she's not Nemel. Now let us see Rashi over here. B'didomi me'oimed libo, that she was Mishaya, she assumes that he's dead. V'aval gav deloiche zisa demi, she didn't see him die. K'defrishis, the sovra she holds, al k'daitach b'chol hani de iktel hu polit, all the others were killed and he was rescued. But me, Samteri Tachboishes. So now we have in the Gemara, our Gemara says that if she says, Meis Baili Bimulchama, she is not Nemum, because I'm afraid she's assuming he's dead and Be'emison could be he's still alive. Now, let's go back to the first Rashi, which we had skipped over. So she's not Nemon if there's Mulchama Bo'ilam. What is this Sholem Bo'ilam? She'ein Shas Cheirim. Now, Rashi gives a Kedoma. She'ein Shas Cheirim. There's no fights. There's no friction. The Tema B'didomid Me'oimed Libo, that she should say B'didomid Me'oimed Libo, Impirish Himeno Chodesh Eichadoshim. Her husband went away. He was supposed to come back the next day. He came, it's a month or 2 months, he's not back. Is Vadai Hoyel Veloichosa. Since he did not come back, Hogul list him. Some Mustam is killed. Let's be realistic. He went away for a day. Should have been back after a day. It's 2 months, he's not back yet. The hoyel velav shas cherem, since it's not a shas cherem, iloiche zisei demis chayshe lekilkula. She's afraid of kilkul, shema yovoi la'acha shenisei. She's gonna get married. Otahemikul kelas, kediyama bisharabe v'loi omra bededomi. Now we have a very interesting Rashi over here. Rashi, by Sholem Ba'olam, Rashi wants to explain Psachidish. That means Rashi is explaining a Chiddish over here, the Sholem Ba'olam, and she's coming and saying, my husband got killed. And Rashi all of a sudden thought of a beautiful B'didomi over here. You know why she assumes he got killed? Because he was supposed to be back the next day. It's 2 months, he's not back yet. So she assumes that he got killed. So Rashi says, a Moira de Kizach. And because of this assumption, she would come and tell Bezin Meis Baila. She's not a Lemele. Why did she not, if he's not back after 2 months, why won't she say Meis Baila? So Rashi is a hostik teira. Rashi says, Hoyu. Since it's not a Shas Cheirem, she's afraid, if she didn't see him die, she's afraid he might come back and she'll get into hot water. Now, what is the tight Shas Cherem? Shas Cherem, the Rashbam says in Baba Basra, there's no Shayoros Mitzuyis. Shas Cherem means there's no communication. So, Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, if there's Sholim Ba'olam, there's no Shas Cherem, so, even though she has proof Lefi Daito that he's dead, because she has a Amor Dikakasha without a Teres, where is he? But Le'idach Gisa, since she's aware that it's not a Shas Cherem, and there's a possibility he might come back, so Memela, she is scared to say Meis Bailey. She's scared to say, when there's not a Shas Cherem. Le'idach Gisa, someone wanted to be Ma'ira, the beginning of Rashi is very, very interesting. Rashi says, Sholim Ba'olam, She'ein Shas Cherem de Teima b'dedomi me'oimed libo, impirishimenu hoyu v'leichoza hogulistim. Rashi seems also to be saying that since there's no Shas Cherem, that's why she would say he's dead. And it means as follows. That means if there's a Shas Cherem, so then if he didn't come back, there's no Kashway didn't come back. It's so easy to come back. There's no Shayoros Mitzuyis, could be he's captured. So not a Shas Cherem makes her think of the dummy. But now she has a big Kasha. Why didn't he come back? But since it's not a Shas Cherem, she's scared to say that he's dead because he might come back. By a Mulchome, this case of Rashi, so that when he didn't come back is Bechlau no Reyeser. What's the Kashwa? I didn't come back. It's a Shas Cherem. So she would never would have been Abed Edomi to begin with. Why isn't he back? Kashaf Abaisa, there's a war going on. It's the connections are difficult. So could be that is Pshat and Rashi. Now, let's go a little further. So Al Koponim, the Gemara says that the reason why she's not Nemon to say Meis Bailey when there's a Mulchame, the reason is because the Gemara gives two Misholim, could be many people were killed in the Mulchame, and she assumes her husband was one of them. Or Takish, she saw how her husband was shot. So Memele, so she's going to say Meis Bailo. She's under the impression he's dead already. So that's why we don't believe her. Sova Rova Lemeima Ra'ovoin Einai Kimulchome. So Rova held, that means if there's a Mulchome, so Memele, she can't stay on the battlefield to find out, is he really dead, is he not dead? We hear Taisvis, it's too scary to stay on the battlefield, because they're shooting there. So she jumps to conclusions, she makes assumptions, so Memele, so she is not Nemon. But what if there was a Ra'oven, there was a hunger, and she and her husband died of hunger? Is Einike Mulchame? So there's no assumptions. The loy omra bididami. That means if her husband Take died of hunger, she won't come and say he died of hunger unless she saw him dead. What's there to jump the gun? That's what Rava held at the beginning. The loy omra bididami. Hadar amar Rava, then Rava changed his mind. And Rava said, Ra'ovin harehu kimulchome. No, just like by Mulchome, an Isha could say your husband is dead because she assumes he's dead, but she really was not Mavara that he's dead. The same thing if there's a hunger, she could say he died of hunger, even though she doesn't know for sure that he's dead. No, she's assuming that he died. How did Rava come to this conclusion? So the Gemara brings a maise. Da'ahida osa lekame de Rove. A woman once came to Rove. Amra lei, so she told him, Bali meis berov. My husband died, it was a hunger, my husband died. Amala, so Rava told her, Oy Shapir of this, the Shezvis Nafshech, oh, did you do a smart thing that you rescued yourself and you didn't stay there? If you would have stayed there, you also would have died from hunger. Salke daitach, between you and me, the behi pute, the nafafise, the shavkesle, between you and me, you think that little amount of flour that was left over, havachai, you think, you, when you left him, he was 99% dead already. There was a little food left. You think he'll be able to live from that little food? So memele, so you did a very smart thing by coming and rescuing yourself. Amrolei, so she told him, Mar nami yodedich yagavne lecha, you also hold like that? That he wouldn't live from with a small amount of flour? That's the end of the story. So this is a very interesting story. The story is as follows. First, Rava was very tmimistic, and Rava held that by Re'ovain, if an Isha says her husband died of hunger, she zicha was mevara that he's dead. She wouldn't leave. By a battlefield, she's scared to stay at the battlefield. So when she hears simonim that Mistami died, she'll say he's dead already. She doesn't have to be over from. If he died, he's dead, he's dead. But Al-Koponim, by Re'ovain, she won't say he's dead if she really doesn't know that he's dead. Fine, that's what Rava held. And all of a sudden, this woman comes to Rava, and Rava starts pulling her leg. He says, oh, you did a very smart thing by coming. You didn't wait till he died. And Takeshi was made. So someone asked me, so how did, if Rava was unaware, how did Rava know to do this? After this mice, he became smart, but how did Rava know to do this? So Dach Sechmer, this is a Meir de Keraye. There's a goin in Mishlei. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei as follows. It says, Kesem al Sifsei Melech b'mishpat lo yimal piv. So the goin says as follows. What's pshat in the posik? Kesem al sifsei melech. Kishuf. The lips of a melech, and he says, man malki rabbonon. He says, whatever they say, it's like kishuf. Ki av shemeramim oiso, even though you want to fool him, yikra Hashem befiv dovo kedei shem mishpot ha'emes. The Rabbi Shalom will make. He didn't think to say such a thing, and they're fooling him. But the Rabbeinu Shalom will make that he shouldn't be able to pull. Is that's me, that's this Gemara. That means Rava was always under the impression that if she says he died of hunger, so Mr. Moshe waited there till he died. And all of a sudden, when this woman came in Lamaisa, this woman did not wait to see that her husband was dead. So all of a sudden, Rava had a mind for lips. Let's pull her leg a little bit. Let's see what she says. And Taki he chapped her. So that's let's see what Rashi says. Shapir of this l'nasoisa, he wanted to test her. Ule types of techapa mitoich dvoreho niskam. That's what he wanted to do. The sheizvav nachshor, you rescued yourself. She nachta oisa yafilucha. You left him when he was alive. Ubarachtaloch, and you ran away because between you and me, mishum dechisala bedaitcha. Because do you think that behi pulta dinafafisa, that small amount, kemach menufa benofa, chaye bitmiya, that he's gonna live? You did a very smart thing by coming. Mar nami yoda, alma omra bididomi, so vaisto is by Robin, you also say bididomi. Mishum hai maisa hoda by Robin, from this maisa Robin was chayza. So now Robin said, that Re'ovain ki Milchama, just like by Milchama, when she says he's dead, we don't trust her, but we're afraid she assumed he's dead, and that's why she's saying he's dead. Hu adin by Re'ovoin. When she says that he died of hunger, it does not mean that she knows he died of hunger. She's assuming he had died of hunger, so therefore she's not Nema. Chodorom HaRove. Now Rove said a bigger chiddush. Re'ovoin griya mimulchome. Re'ovoin is worse than Milchome. What's that worse than Milchome? The ilu Milchome. Ki umra meis baili bimulchome, hu deloy mehemne. If she comes and she says he was killed in the war, she's not believed. Could be she saw something happen to him, or she assumes that he got killed, she's not believed. Hameis al mitosoi, but what is the din if she comes and says he was not killed in the war? He died on his bed. There's a mulchome ba'ilam, there's a battlefield, but she comes and she said, my husband was not on the battlefield. He wasn't fighting. He was on his bed and he died on his bed. Meis ametosoi mehemne. She is believed. Ve'ilu gabi ra'ovoim. But what if there was a hunger and she'll say, meis ametosoi. She is not believed. Ad omre meisukvartiv. Here she has to say that he died and she buried him. Now let us see Rashi. Sutrashi meisukvartiv. The ilu bimulchama. Now this is a very difficult Rashi. Rashi really is not going a meisukvartiv. Rashi is explaining why meis al mitosoi is Nemon by Milchome, and by Meis al Mitosi is not Nemon by Ra'ovin. Ra'ovin is Goram in Milchome. The Ilu b'Milchome Savra Shema Borach v'Nitzel. By Milchome, she's afraid, could be he ran away, and he was Nitzel. Avul b'Rov, he svure eich yichye. But by Rav, she holds for a davar poshet that it's impossible for him to live. Now, what does Rashi mean? Let us see for 1 minute the Chochma Shloime, and from the Marshal. The Marshal explains Rashi. Now, let us just see what the Marshal says, and then we'll come back to our Rashi. That is on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph and the Marsho. Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Let us see the Marshal. That's the third marshal in Peisha Shalom. Meis ekvartiv, shema borach v'nitzel, peirish, umishim hochi loyam rinin klal de mishakeres, ela omra b'didomi. She's always afraid, maybe he ran away, and he was nitzel. So therefore, she will never say a lie, ela umra b'didomi. Umishim hochi ki umra meis amitosoi b'loi mulchama. So if she says meis amitosoi b'loi mulchama, nemenes, so then she's believed. Avol b'rov, disovra I efshir b'oilam sheyeheyam lota shalayamus. But by Re'ovin, she thinks it's impossible that he should remain alive. Mishimhochi amrinin sheme mishakeres loimer af meis al mitosoi beloirov. Abel kvartiv sheinei toli be'edis misekulahai loimrinin de mishakeres v'doi. Now, let us, the Marshal says here, a moiridike beer in Rashi, and let us try to elaborate what the Marshal is saying. The Marshal is saying as follows. When a woman comes, and let's speak about the first case in the Gemara. There was a troop Loiv of the troop was killed. Her husband was in the troop. So she comes with an assumption as follows. All of them were killed and he was rescued. It's not me, he was also killed. Now, in this case, she assumes that he was killed. She'll come and tell Bezdin that he was killed. That's why she's not believed. She's going to come and tell Bezdin he was killed. And she's telling Bezdin this on the assumption, because of Mistame, everyone was killed, he wasn't killed. But deep down, she knows there's a possibility he's still alive. Shema bo, she doesn't think that it happened, but there is a possibility. Shema boach v'hitzel, there's such a possibility. Deep down, she knows this. So therefore, as follows. So what is going to be if he's going to come back alive? How will she be able to face the world? So she has nothing but to worry about. What did I say wrong? I said he was killed. So I'll tell the world. I mean, I was under the impression that you were killed. You were nitzel, that chance one out of 1,000. She's not upgefragt. She's an elich yidine. She assumed that Mustami got killed. So Mamela, she's not scared to say he got killed. Because even if he comes back alive, she'll be able to face the world. They won't look down at her. Now, that is if she says he got killed. If she comes and says, Meis al mitosei. Meis al mitosei means he was not in the Mulchama, he wasn't killed, he was lying in bed, and all of a sudden he had a heart attack and he died. Now, her husband's going to come back. Here she can't face the world. Everyone sees that she's an Eisvoh. She's a liar. So Memela, she'll never say that. So if she says Meis al mitosei, it has to be true. Because if it's not true, for an assumption, she'll never say such a lie. Because how will she face the world realizing that there's a slight possibility he might come back and then what's going to be with her? So Mela, if she says, Meis al mitosei, Zichel had died, she's not saying this, mikoyach an assumption. So Mela, Meis al mitosei is neman by Mulchama. But if she said by Ra'ovain, Meis al mitosei, she'll said, we have plenty of food in the house, plenty of food in the house, and then Nebuch, he died from a heart attack. So Memele, so then, even though this is a big fat lie, and she knows it, but she's not scared. Because by Ra'ovin, she's 100% sure that he's dead. He'll never come back. The only time he'll come back is by Tchiyas HaMeisim, so she's not worried about that. So Memele, she's 100% sure that he's dead. If he's dead, why should she say, if she's going to say there was a hunger, and you start looking at her, did you? So she'll say, no, we had food in the house, and he died, he had a heart attack. She'll say a lie without batting an eyelash, because she is nothing to be afraid of. That's what Rava said. Milchama, she's not believed only if she's saying a statement that we're afraid. Maybe the statement was because of an assumption of her. She says he got killed in the Mulchama. Maybe she assumed he got killed, but could be really he didn't get killed. But if she says by Mulchama, it wasn't on the battlefield, he died on his bed, so Memele, we have no mokim to be chayshata. This is not a bedadomi. If she said it, she said it. And realizing, and if she would have been a bedidomi, she never would have said it because she'd be too scared to say it. Because there's too much of a danger to say Meis al mitosei, realizing that there's a possibility he's still alive. So she never would have said such a thing. Masha Einkein by Re'oven, she's 100% sure by herself that he's dead. So Memela, so she'll say a lie also. So Memela, so that was the maskona of Rove, that Re'oven is Geruah Mulmukhom. Unless she said Kvartiv. If she said Kvartiv, then we'll believe her. So the Marshal explains, why do we believe her when she says Kvartiv? So the Mashal says, because the Kvartiv already is a Zaitakid Dibur that has nothing to do to her Heta. That means she's telling us that Meis HaMitos. She's telling us we had food in the house, we had a packed pantry, and Lamaisa, he died from a heart attack. That's that. So she's finished already. She's finished already. We don't believe her, but she's finished. Then she's continuing, she's telling us that she was the one that made the Kvura. There was no Chavra Kadisha, she was the one that made the Kvura. So this statement is like a Messiah Lefi Tumah. She's not coming to be matter herself with this statement. So from this statement, it was Kvartiv. So then, if she's telling us this, and this is not to be matter, so we can assume he's talking dead. That is the memra of Rav. So Rav went to three extremes. The beginning, Rav had held that Rovin is much better than Milchame. Nafilo, she says, Meis b'ra'ovin, she's ne'mon. And then Rav went to the other extreme, and he said that Afilu Meis HaMitosoi is not Nemo. Mapoilus. Now, the Gemara says like this, Mapoilus. Now, what's Mapoilus? So this Rashi says, Tupshotem. Shenofal Habayis Olof, Oy Boruach Sa'orav Oyo Mapel Kol Botei Ho'ir. Rashi says, Tupshotem and Mapoilus. Tachsach Mir, these Tupshotem are the Tupshotem of the Bedidomi by Molchom. Our Gemara said, Tupshotem by Bedidomi. One shot by the Domi by Molchome is that she said, all the people got killed and he didn't get killed. That was one shot. Another shot was that she saw that something happened to him. These are the Tupshotem by Mapoilus. The first shot in Mapoilus is, Shenofal Habayis Olof. She saw how the house fell on top of him. She didn't stick around to she ran out and finished. She's not going to go and pick up all the rubble now. So, but Shenofal Habayis Olof. So that is similar to he was hit with an arrow. So she says already he's dead. She has no sveikis. The second shadrash, she says, she doesn't know which house he was in, but all the houses got thrown. So Mistami was one of the houses that got that fell on the people who were living in the house. So this is similar to the first bit of dummy. Kolhani Iktel Vahu Polit. So these are the two cases of Mapoilus. Harehu Kimilchome. And Memela, we won't believe her. We say she's a Bididomi. The Umbra Bididomi. Shiluach Nechoshim Vakrabim. But if there's a Shiluach Nechoshim Vakrabim coming, and the biting people, Harei Hein Kemulchoma, the Umbra Bididomi. She's going to say Bididomi. She won't stick around to find out if he's dead or not. There's Nechoshim Vakram, she'll run as fast as possible. But if she knows that there's Nechoshim Vakram, she'll assume already that he was killed. Devil! Omri la rei ke mulchome. Others say it's like mulchome. But omri la eine ke mulchome. And others say it's not like mulchome. Why? Omri la rei ke mulchome. The omri be the dummy. If there was a devil, there was a plague, so she'll be the dummy. Mr. Tommy, he died. The somchi, she relies on the omri inchi, shev shnin havi moishno ve inish beloishoni loy ozel. A very interesting gemara in Sanhedrin, there no one says pshat, here also no one says pshat. But it seems as follows, there could be a plague. Shev shnin havi moisna. There were 7 years. There was a plague going on by us. Ve'inish b'loishani liyozel. But somehow people did not die young. So that means a plague does not necessarily mean that people will die. They do die. There is a plague, but al kaponim b'loishani liyozel. So memela. So the Gemara means to say that she is not abididomi by a devil. Because by a devil, she knows that, Kolzman, she doesn't see him dead, she won't say he's dead, because she knows the Velzog, there could be a plague and people are living and they're living out their years also. So Bemele, so that's the suffix, if devil is kimulcham, devil is not like mulcham. Now, let us see the Tosfos we skipped. Heisha Shamla, Shalom. Omru loy achazu va'achazu tinose. Rab Yehuda said, she's only Neman if she's crying in her B'godim Ator. Omru loy, no, sorry, she's crying, so she's not crying. Ein la haksha is the hainu tanekamet. So Tosfos understood that there's three tanoim in the Mishnah. There's the tanekamet that said that she's Neman to say Meis Bailey. There's Rabbi Yehuda that said she's only Neman if she's crying. And then there's the Amrulai. So the Amrulai is the Tanakam. Ain Laksh is the Hainu Tanakam. The Mikore Loi Pirish Imairi Afilu Buloi Boiche. Welcome to the first. The Amrulai is explaining the Tanakam. The Tanakam never spoke about it. Does she have to show emotionally that her husband is dead, or doesn't she have to show it emotionally? So the Amrulai is the Tanakame, it's not the Tanakame and an Amrulai. Tana Shalim Beinoila Beino Vishalim Boilam. The Loitzarich Lemisne, he doesn't have to say Shalim Beinoila Beino. The Stam of the Milsachiyu, the Shalim Beinoila Beino Vishalim Boilam, Alatanya Mishim Seifer, that would do Sktata Beinoi or Bochama Boilam. Zimnin de mochulei begira oi berumche. So Taisva says, vehi yereya lamoid ad sheyamus. She's afraid to remain till he'll die. In the middle of the battlefield, she's afraid to remain. Vafi shezirkim chitzim v'avne blisterois b'mulchome. Ve'eino miskavnen amishe yipo. So they're not careful who it's going to fall on. Aval kamon gabi noflu aleinu listim memenes loyma nereg shaymedesham at sheyomus loy amra b'dedomi. Later the Gemara says as follows. Later the Gemara says that if noflu aleinu listim, she was walking with her husband, and they were attacked by murderers, robbers. And then she comes and says, I was there and I saw my husband got killed. So there the Gemara says that she's believed. So the Gemara says, why is she believed? She stuck around till she saw he was dead. So the Gemara says, Amir de Kazakh, a woman is not afraid of murderers. Isha kleizaina oleho. That means an Isha can twist a murderer around her finger. She's not scared of a murderer. He killed her husband, but that she's not scared of him. So Memele, and if she's interested in knowing is her husband alive or dead, so she doesn't run away. She sticks around. So by a murderer, if her husband was killed or murdered in front of her, she's Nemun to say he was Nerag, and I assume she stuck around till she was Mavarer, he's dead. Masha Enke by El Mulchom in a battlefield, she can't stick around because those who are shooting are not looking who got killed, who's going to get killed. So Memele, so there she is not Nemo. That's what Taisva says. Now, we'll just start the Gemara Shaila. We won't have a chance to learn Taisva, but just let's go into the Shaila of the Gemara. Iboye Lohu. Hichzika hi milchama ba'olam. What is if we were unaware there's a milchama? She went away to Medina Sayyam. We were unaware that there's a milchama in Medina Sayyam. She comes back and she tells us, you know, there's a milchama there. My husband was killed in the milchama. Mal. Mi amrinin malo l'shake. So she has a migul. Listen, if he's not dead, The boy Amro Shalom Boilam, she could have kept quiet. Why did she have to tell us that there was a Muhammad and the husband was killed in the Muhammad? We don't know anything about it. She could have come and said, my husband's dead, finished. Or my husband got killed. She could have said, but now, why did she have to open up her mouth and say Muhammad? If she opened up her mouth and said Muhammad, so she's a very ontlache woman. Is Malo Lishakya. Is we see she's telling the truth. The boy Omer Shalom Boyla. Oy Dilme, Kivin the Ichaske. No, but now that I know that there was a Muhammad, is Omrobe de Dami. So now the minute I know there was a Muhammad, so Memele, now it's not Sheker anymore. She doesn't want to say Sheker. She assumes he's dead. Now if she wouldn't have opened up her mouth, she would have told that my husband got killed in Medina Sayyam, so I would think, she doesn't have to say how he, what happened, so I would think he got killed, robbers were killed or finished. So I'd be mata right away. But the minute she opened up her mouth, she said, you know, there was a Muhammad, he was on the battlefield, he was drafted, and he was killed in the Muhammad. So given the Chasko, now that I know that there is a Muhammad, is Amra b'didami. So now already we can't, she assumes he's dead. She doesn't want to say a lie, but she's saying in all innocence he's dead because she thinks he's taken dead. Lo yosi mali l'shakya morches kosei. So mali l'shakya, so the Gemara is saying, Amra b'kishayla. Mali l'shakya only helps, amigo only helps. I'm choshed someone that he's saying a lie. So he says, listen, if I'm a lie, why do they have to open up my mouth and say such an unbelievable statement? I could have said something else and you'd believe me. So you see, I'm a true person. I have to tell the truth. But over here, we're not choshed that she's saying a lie. She thinks he's that doctor. She doesn't want to fool us. So she told us the truth, Nebuch. She told us there was a Muhammad. The minute she told us there was a Muhammad, so Memela, now we can't rely on her anymore. Let us see what Rashi says. Hirziki Muhammad Boilam, Shleyinu Yoidim Shesh Muhammad's Baisa Medinis, Elami Pia, we only found out from her. The boy Amro Shalom Boilam, if she had wanted to, she said Shalom Boilam. Who Mehemne, and she would have been believed, this Hashtanami Mehemne. I do Mahochelekalameima Malo Lishakel. The Igufe Loima Chavna Lishkuri. She has no intentions of saying a lie. Alekivin the Ischazik Mulchoma, since there is a Mulchoma, Amra Bididami. So if I know there is a Mulchoma, she says Bididami. She already says what she's assuming. Usvure he shemeis. She taka holds he's dead. She doesn't want to say a lie. She taka assumes he's dead. Vikash, Sarashi says, Tivshid leimi mas nisim. Diktoni sholom ba'olam nemenes. What's the case of sholom ba'olam? The vada meis ba'ili b'mulchama kabo. Vachere, she's saying meis ba'ili b'mulchama. Di amito, say ma'ir ye sholom ba'olam. Afilu mulchama ba'olam, omru lelki, omru meis amito, say menem. What, when it's Shalom Ba'olam, what is she saying? If she's saying that he died on his bed, Afilu Mulchama Ba'olam is also Nema. So Al-Kochach Shalom Ba'olam means that she's saying Meis B'Mulchama. And you see, she's Nema, Elevadi Meis B'Mulchama, it's a Chlash meaning. Hainu Herziki Mulchama Ba'olam. So Memeil, what's the Shail of the Gemara we have enough in the Mishnah? Torit, Rashi says, no. Masnis and the Umra may stomach. No. You're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about, she said he died. She did not go into particulars. Vashmina masnis and the Il b'shalom b'olam. Afagav d'loy Umra al mitosi. She didn't say how he died. Was he killed? She just said he's dead. Afagav d'loy mitosi b'edyet m'stomach. May samitosi come. If I'm not aware of anything, I assume that he died, a death, what there's no questions, is he dead or not? Ubizman she yesh mulchama ba'olam, mistama meis b'mulchama kamra, adam remeis amitose. Bechikami ba'olay, nadigmai zashayla l'rova, kagayin di yesh shalom ba'olam, v'amreihi meis b'mulchama. The shalom ba'olam, and she said it's meis b'mulchama, so that's the shayla, does Migo help in such a case, or Migo also help?